And it's a pleasure now to introduce you to our big little pair for this month. And it's amazing. They really look like sisters. Deanna is here with her big sister, Rhonda. And good morning to you both. I'm going to start with you, Deanna. How old are you?
12.
And what grade are you in, and where do you go to school?
What grade I am in? I am in sixth grade, and I go to Washington Park School Elementary.
How long have the two of you been sisters?
About 2 years.
It's been 2 years. And Rhonda, let's hear your voice. Tell me a little bit about how you came to Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Is Deanna your first sister?
She is.
And what prompted you to get involved?
It's one of those things, Larry, that I've always really wanted to do and finally just decided it's never a right time to make time. You just have to make time. And it's been amazing.
Now, you're from Canonsburg.
I am.
You were telling me. Do you remember when you first met?
I do.
What was that like? We'll start with your perspective, then Deanna can tell us hers.
Well, I think my first impression was yours. I thought she could be my little sister.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think there was a little shyness at first, but we got over that pretty fast.
I would imagine. What was it like for you, Deanna, when you first met?
Shy. I was shy because I was first time being a big brother and big sister.
It's hard to meet new people, too, in any circumstance. Can you tell me who else is in your family?
My sister, my little sister, she has a big sister, and so they go somewhere, too.
Oh, it's nice. Do you ever do things together sometimes, too? Well, that's nice. Now, and what's your sister's name, by the way?
Angie.
Well, how nice that you're here. Now, are you going out trick-or-treating tonight out of curiosity?
Yes.
What are you going to be?
It's a surprise.
Okay, so we won't tell anybody. What are some of the things that you really like to do together, Deanna, with Rhonda?
Going kayaking.
Really? Tell me about that, where you go and what it's like.
Where I go is downtown Pittsburgh. There, we went on water. I was scared to go on a big river, and so we got to do new things, like learn new things, like what happened to a ship that flipped over.
Oh, my. Well, how was kayaking?
Good.
That's good. And who took the lead in making sure you guys were safe and going in the right direction?
The leaders.
I was going to ask if you worked as a team, or how was it, Rhonda?
We did. We went in a tandem kayak, and it took some getting used to. We had to make sure that we were working together and not against each other.
I can only imagine doing something like that. Did you get wet?
Yeah.
Just a little bit, huh? Mm-hmm. Have you done any other things together that stand out in your mind?
We went swimming. We went to Big Brother and Big Sister picnic. And we went to pick a pumpkin.
Oh, that had to be fun. What was that like?
We went on a thing.
Did you go on a hayride or a tractor
ride
out to the pumpkin patch?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Where is that pumpkin now that you got?
It was still in Rhonda's car. I left it there.
I found it this week.
Well, that's good. So there's still time for you to get
we'll get it on the way home.
To get the pumpkin. So what kind of difference do you think Rhonda's made in your life? Have you thought about that at all? You're old enough to think about those things. Like what, in terms of what it would be like without her compared with what it's like having her around, what's nice about having her, in your life?
I feel good now, like having somebody take me somewhere that I've never been to.
And so before, were you sometimes longing for that, somebody to hang out with?
Yeah.
I can see. I would be like that, too, I think. How about for you, Rhonda? What's the difference been like for you?
She slows me down. She makes me stop and remember that it's fun to go pick a pumpkin or do something new like a kayak ride or a bicycle ride or enjoy those little moments.
Now, what do you work? Or
I do.
What do you do?
I teach high school.
Oh, my goodness. So how do you find the time to do this?
You just got to make the time, and it's worth it.
That's something. What subject do you teach?
I teach high school English.
I had a feeling. I don't know why. I just had a feeling. So does Rhonda ever help you with any homework or anything?
Yeah, sometimes I have not been doing homework because I don't have homework that much.
Mm-hmm. So what do you really like to do, you know, in terms of schoolwork? Is there a subject you really like, Deanna?
Math and reading and science.
What are you doing in science in school right now?
We did this plant, and we got to eat it. We got to taste it because it was the leaves that it was tasting like salad. And so we had to eat it, and we got 10 points if we did.
Wow. 10 points for eating the plant.
Yeah.
And do you know the name of the plant, what it was called?
No.
Well, but did you grow it from a seed?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. How about in math? What are you learning?
We did this new thing that we did for dividing.
Are you using symbols yet for numbers, like X
yeah.
and Y? That's about the yeah. around sixth grade that starts to happen. Well, that's pretty neat. Now, do you have any hobbies or things you like to do just for fun? Mm-hmm. With or without Rhonda? Like anything you like to build? Or you mentioned you like reading, too.
Yeah, I like to play with my dog.
I didn't know you had a dog. What's your dog's name?
Sadie.
What does Sadie look like?
She's brown, white, and she's mixed.
Now, did she go to the picnic with you, or do you ever get a chance to go together with Sadie, do things together?
No, we've never taken Sadie along. Sometimes my dog comes along.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and who's your dog? What's your dog's name?
Crumpet.
Crumpet. And I see Deanna's getting a big smile on her face. What's Crumpet look like, Deanna?
She's like brown, but light brown, and she's like white mixed.
You like animals, don't you? I
yeah.
can tell. Now, you mentioned reading. Is there a book you're reading now or one you finished recently that you really like?
Twilight.
What's that about?
There's, like, Edward. They have movies about Twilight.
Huh. So, about Twilight, the time of day when it's, you know, getting dark?
Mm-hmm.
And is it a scary book or a mystery or what happens?
They like there's like this wolf that tries to kill Edward.
Huh. So it is sort of a scary book. At least it sounds mm-hmm. scary. Wow, that sounds neat. Rhonda, if somebody was listening now who maybe was thinking about being a big sister but wasn't sure if she could handle it, what advice would you give her, do you think?
I think you just have to do it. You do it, you always find the time because it becomes important to you. And sometimes, especially when you get caught up in a busy week and you start to think that work is so important and you're so burdened, it's good to break away.
How often do you see each other?
It varies. Sometimes it'll be every weekend for a while or even during the week, and then we might miss a weekend here or there, but then we start to miss it and find a reason to hang out again.
Were you scared at first about having a big sister, or maybe not scared, but apprehensive or just kind of wondering what it was going to be like?
Kind of wondering what it would like to be.
And how did it turn out?
Good.
And what's the best part, do you think?
Going kayaking.
That's great. Well, I have a pass for the museum, and you can use this today if you want, or you can use it anytime you'd like. And I also have, for Deanna, a radio broadcasting patch from us that you can use. And you can proudly display, that is, to let folks know that you've been here. And it's really, it's just been great having you here. Is there anything else that either of you would like to say or pass along? I want to be sure. Pam is also here from Big Brothers. Big Sisters. This is a great pair.
Yeah, they're terrific. They're so fun. I'm their match support specialist. So we have a lot of fun. We do a lot of outings together. They're real active in our group outings, too. She forgot to mention cooking. She's an excellent cook.
Are you a good cook?
We do cooking classes, yeah.
We made homemade spaghetti last week.
You're kidding. You made your own sauce and everything?
We made our own pasta. Tell him.
You made pasta?
Yeah.
Now, wait. Okay, I know how to make pasta, and what it is you open the box, and you take it out, and you put it in hot water, right? No, you're shaking your head. How do you make pasta?
First, you gotta get the, like, noodles. You have to make it, you have to flatten it. Then you roll it into this thing. It'll make, like, strips of noodles.
Oh, my goodness. And you guys are going to the spaghetti warehouse later today. I heard you saying before.
We are.
So you can sort of audit their noodles there, you know, because they're going to have spaghetti there. And maybe you can teach them a thing or two.
I think ours were probably better.
Yeah.
When you go
think?
There. What else do you like to cook?
Pizza.
Wow. And you've made your own pizza from scratch, too? My goodness.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kept mentioning to you before how much you look like sisters. And we don't have their picture since this is radio, but we have two blondes hair with almost identical hair color. It's amazing. You two really do look like sisters. Do people, when you go out, do they think you're sisters or mom and daughter?
A lot sometimes? Of the times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine. Well, Pam, for people that may want to get involved with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, I know there's always a need. Is there a critical need right now for one gender over the other?
Absolutely. We always need men, as usual, but we love to have women as well. And we also are in need of children, ages 6 through 13. And, you know, Washington County, Greene County, Pittsburgh, we're always in need. But men is our largest need right now.
So if you're a child that could use an adult or older brother or sister in your life, if you know of such a child, get them involved with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And if you'd like to explore being a big brother, a big sister, or even a big couple, you can do that. Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh is available at 412-363-6100 or bbbspittsburgh.org. Any parting words for either of you, Rhonda and Deanna?
Thank you very much. This has been a lot of fun.
It's a pleasure. You are both really great to have here. There's some pretty cool stuff here at the museum for you to look at, even for older kids like you. So I hope you enjoy it. Pam, anything else you'd like to say?
No, thanks so much for having us.
Well,
it's always a pleasure.
Thank you. And that's Pam Salamiani. By the way, I didn't introduce you fully, so thank you very much. For being here. And
you're
again,
welcome.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh can be reached at bbbspittsburgh.org. That's three B's. S, Big Brother, Big Sister, Pittsburgh.org, or 412-363-6100. And thanks, girls.
Thank you.
Thank you.